Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is a truncated edition of the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Is black marriage still a thing? Well, that depends on who you talk to, their station in life, their education, even if they've been married before. Well, Black Marriage Week is the last week of March, and tonight we're breaking down the joys and the pains of marriage and how to make it work. My guests are Dr. Carol Ann Troutman and Dr. Kia James, licensed professional counselors with Relationship Boosters. Ladies, thank you so much for talking to us.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Yes.
Happy Black Marriage Month and all of that.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes. Is it still a thing, Dr. Troutman?
Black marriages is still a thing? Absolutely it is.
Okay. and yet, some of the numbers, I think, you know, anecdotally, there's, I'm sure you're familiar with a recent article with Vox.com talking about marriage in America as it has to do with race, and that apparently the numbers are down, and there are questions that at least some black women have about the availability of men. That's not new. So in the wake of, you know, some of the, dare I say, naysayers about it, why do you say it's still a thing?
Okay, so we say it's still a thing because we also know that in the media, certain things just get portrayed a little bit more than others. And what's really happening in the world is not necessarily what gets portrayed in the media. The stats are correct around marriages being lower across the board. So just across the board, all races, marriages are on a decline. And so there are more unwed people, therefore less divorces and all those things are happening right now across the board. Millennials are actually really interested in getting married. And I would say that we see those in our office a lot. Like a lot of the millennials are very, very interested in getting married. Black millennials.
Mm-hmm. And I would add Gen Z too. We see a lot of Gen Z coming in talking about marriage. And, you know, when they talk about stats for black people, they don't also talk about the fact that they marry later, which also skews the numbers, because what happens is when they are generating the data to say black people are less likely to get married and all of this, they include 18-year-olds in that study. If they were to do the study starting at 35, when a lot of black people actually start getting married, the actual numbers don't reflect the same negative statistics that are out there. So I think that, you know, all that has to be considered.
Do you believe, do either one of you believe that black people are getting married later when compared to their white counterparts?
Absolutely.
Yes. Why?
Well, I know me and Carol Ann personally know that we were trained not to get married early.
There's certain things that got to line up first before getting married, that take priority. Education.
What needs to line up?
get on them books and off them boys. Focus on your education. Get your degree. You know, you don't have time for that. So there's a lot of messaging when we were younger that said that not necessarily that it's bad, but you don't have time for that. You need to make sure that you're good and you're stable. So I think that in our community, especially when, you know, I talk to a lot of other, you know, black women, they talk about that. They talk about the fact that they were not necessarily geared for marriage. It was more of an afterthought. And I think that, and Carol Ann can probably speak to this a little bit more, but, you know, I think the older generation, they just wanted to make sure that we got our degrees, and they assumed that the marriage would come because it did for them, but they didn't recognize the difference in how they were raised and what things they were told.
Absolutely. And then it's like, oh, you're not married yet? You hit a certain age and time. It's like, you're not married yet. Yeah, when was I supposed to have time for that? You said, the messaging said, do this, 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 in this order. And that part was supposed to be later and somehow miraculously appear. And somehow we're supposed to know how to do relationships. So that, I think that's another reason why we really push for just talking about Black relationships and Black marriages. And we really push for our Black Marriage Week, because we want to make sure that people understand what the messaging has been and how that impacts generations, right? So that's just part of what we're doing right now.
Dr. James, do you believe that in 2024, it's more difficult for Black couples to stay married than it was a generation or two ago?
So that's an interesting question. I think that, is it more difficult? No. But I will say that some people have less tools to be able to do it. And so when they are educated about like what they can do, like how to communicate more effectively, how to be intimate, how to be vulnerable, like when they have that information, they do a lot better. I think that things look different. I can't necessarily say that it's harder.
Mm-hmm. What would you say, Dr. Troutman, and I've asked some guys over the years since knowing both of you, because you've been on this program any number of times. And so I would say, you know, over the past 10 or 15 years, and I've just had some guys who were single that I considered, you know, good guys, but, you know, how I relate to them is different from how they would relate in their dating life, obviously. And we always say, you know, yeah, you got a good girlfriend that you want to introduce. Yeah, but you haven't dated her. I know that's a whole different show. But with that said, you know, you see a guy, he's employed, respectful, he's got manners, has his stuff together, and they're not married or they've been married before. And he said, well, you know, why aren't you married? And a lot of guys have said they don't want to be bothered. So when you hear that, you know, Dr. Troutman, mm-hmm. what would you say to them or to the women who may hear that some guys don't want to be bothered?
What would I say to the men or the women that say that they don't want to be bothered?
Well, you say to the men or to the women who hear that a man doesn't want to be bothered.
So I would want to know, what's the bother? I would want to go deeper as into, what is this expectation of what you're going to be stepping into or walking into with marriage or a relationship, and get to the bottom of that. Because, you know, there are a lot of conversations going around on social media as well, and they're really divisive when it comes down to Black couples, right? So Black men are this, Black women are that, but those stereotypes that are placed on us weren't placed on us by us in the first place. So I would want to understand what it is.
Eyebrow? You see that eyebrow being raised? But go ahead, I'm listening.
So I would want to understand what it is. And I know that is the eyebrow because you want to say what it is? What it is?
No, I mean you said it's not put on us. I'm going to be quite honest. I would not listen to any other ethnic group and have them define us. I think we define us.
I would be in the circle with you that would say that, but
not near the target.
But what I do know, what history shows, is that those stereotypes came from others. Those stereotypes didn't come from us. Jezebel, Sapphire, all of these like hot-tempered Black women, Black women that are lewd, and, you know, they're all out there. All those stereotypes actually were out there and placed out there for us to make us look like we're not good material to be married or to be divided. right? So that's all literally. And I just ended up doing some research on that too. So it's really ugly to see, but we carry it with us because we hear it and we're living it out and it's showing up in media. And so we think that that's fact now, right? And it gets internalized, but it didn't initially start there.
So, and I would argue that that's not the case. I would argue, and this would go for women also, particularly mm-hmm. women and men of a certain age, that marriage requires compromise.
Okay.
And that a lot of people don't want to be bothered with compromise. And Dr. Mm-hmm. James talked about tools, mm-hmm. for example. And so, Dr. James, how do you balance the benefit of marriage with the reality of the work?
Well, you know, I think that when it comes to compromising, we focus on both people getting to a yes. And a lot of times people are having these surface level conversations that don't allow them to have the real meat and potatoes of, like, we actually agree. Like, we literally will have people in our office disagreeing, and I'd be like, y'all know you're saying the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes the compromise is really y'all just need to listen and understand where there's alignment. So we do a lot of work on helping people to even see that. And for people that are single and like, oh yeah, I don't want to get into that situation, what we see is, number one, you know, after a bad breakup or something like that, a lot of, especially like Black men, they're like, I ain't dealing with that. And then some of them, they come to us and we see them in their phase where they're like, you know what, I'm going to just use this money. We're going to fly her out. We're going to do this thing. And there's going to be no connection with her.
Before I get to your event, I did want to ask you this question. Do you think that the success rate or lack of success rate has to do with people getting married for the wrong reason?
I think it has to do with conversations that are unhad.
Or maybe a lack of chemistry or compatibility?
A lot of people, the problem is even with people that we see get divorced, then they back together again. Yeah, and they're not married, but they're living life again.
To each other. Remarried to each other.
I think that people just don't, when I say those surface level conversations cause lots of conflict and people are arguing back and forth, and then they leave and they're able to have some of the conversations that they never had initially. So I don't necessarily think that it's lack of compatibility. I do think that there's some people that are just not compatible. That is a thing.
And that's because there's no communication.
They don't figure that out before they get married.
Yeah. Because many times they're focused on the chemistry.
Yeah.
Right. They're focused on this attraction and that stage where everything is really hot, right? Mm. And everybody's really feeling each other and the warm and fuzzies, and that is an actual stage that lasts a couple of years.
And so the compatibility is a whole different thing.
It's a whole different thing.
Yeah, I've always said that, you know, chemistry and compatibility are not two sides of the same coin. You know, one is a quarter and one is a dollar. But listen, so you guys are having an event coming up this month, and it's free for Montgomery County residents. What is it? I've got about a minute or so. What is the event, and where can people find out more information?
It's at blackmarriageweek.com, and the event is called blackmarriageweek.com.
Okay.
And it is called Black Marriage Week. It's all about helping couples to improve their intimacy, physical intimacy. So we have a sexologist that's coming to help people understand different positions. We have a sensual yoga specialist, so they will be able to like be more connected. And then we also are going to be teaching all the communication tips. And we have somebody coming to talk about finances and how to have navigate those conversations.
And we have breakouts.
Yes, we're for the men and the women separately.
Break out so they get to go to a room after mm-hmm. they get the instructions.
And the men and women have separate conversations.
I just got what you said, Harold. Mind is right now.
But they will get some instructions.
But it is in a hotel. It is in a hotel, so they can do whatever they
will have some. They will have some instructions. And we have had people say we had the best night of our lives afterwards in the past. And that is real. And that is facts.
So this is only open to the married folks.
It is open for couples who are healthy, who want to have healthy relationships. That's really what it's about. People who are geared towards focusing on like the health of their relationship, that's what it's for. And we got a grant from Montgomery County to allow all Montgomery County residents to come for free, which is awesome. So
we're so bring your ID.
Yes. And it's going to be in Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Okay. And what are the dates real quick?
It is March 23rd, all day, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Well, there you go. Good luck with that, ladies. Hopefully we can help save some marriages, build some marriages, or help get some folks' marriages. Got to get those numbers up. Dr. Carol Ann Troutman and Dr. Kia James with Relationship Boosters. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
That is the Daily Drum for this Friday, March 15th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Ramonte Bryant, producer Candace Atkins-Wilson, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Good night and have a great weekend.